Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Low Down and Dirty, presented by Garage Talk Live, the place to get the lowdown on dirt track racing from the greater Northeast and beyond. We plan on getting you up to speed and informed on all the latest news in the world of dirt track racing. From the mile at Syracuse to the bull rings of the Midwest, we've got you covered. So get ready for the fastest hour on Blog Talk Radio. And here, with their elbows up and the loud pedal down, your hosts, Joe Adams and Brian Whippy Whitman. Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the latest edition of Lowdown and Dirty. I am your host, Joe Adams, along with my good friend, partner in crime, always to my right, Brian Whippy Whitman. What's up, Whip?
What's up?
To his right, the captain, marching in charge, Scotty Deal. What's happening, Scotty?
Good evening, Joe. Nice to have you along for the second week in a row.
It kind of is, isn't it? It's an honor and a privilege for all of you to have me here.
I know, I feel that. I don't know about everybody, but I feel that way, Joe.
Well.
And a shout-out from last week, because everybody did a super job. Tammy, thank you very much.
Yes, the queen is here tonight, running the board. Miss Tammy Allman, thanks for being here. Got some people in-house tonight. Thanks for coming out, guys. Appreciate it very much.
My best friend and his best friend's wife are in the house.
It's a lot of best friends right there.
And if you think about it, look around. The whole gang that's going to Charlotte World Finals, we're all here.
It's maybe the only time that we're not behind jail cells.
The night is early.
Hey, we got a pretty neat show lined up here tonight. We have a gentleman racer, Mr. Kyle Weiss, the 21K fame, coming on board.
The gentleman racer.
Yeah, I just dubbed that right there. There you have it. Well, thank you.
He does have a nickname. We have to ask him about his nickname when he comes on.
We can certainly do that. He is going to be on at the 8:30 time slot, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
He does have.
He's got a small block gig going on Saturday nights at Granby Speedway, and he also has a new form of racing that we're going to touch upon here that he's going to venture into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll discuss that.
About last week's show, we had some guy named Brian Clausen, and he jumped on a plane, and where'd he go down to?
Australia. Yeah.
What, a 13-hour flight, gets off the plane, straps into a midget, and what does he do?
Win.
Wins two of them.
Two in a row.
So.
And what was he sporting?
Some mojo.
Yeah.
It really works, so I don't know what it is, but you come on the show. Now, I've been doing shows for a long time.
Yes.
And this has just followed me through all these shows. I don't know what it is, but there's a mojo thing going on here. You come on and do an interview, and lo and behold, you win.
You reek of testosterone and mojo. You emulate mojo and testosterone.
What does that smell like, Joe?
That don't smell like shame, though.
Okay.
It just happened to a few people.
Yes,
I mean,
it has.
It doesn't happen. It happens a lot.
I hope we can do the same thing for Kyle.
And that's what our goal is. For the whole year, for everybody who comes on the show.
Yes.
Giving everybody mojo.
Mojo. Yeah. Now, I hang with you every Tuesday, right? We talk a couple times during the week, right? Why don't you send some of that mojo my way, is what I want to know.
Because you got to be a wheeler, I guess.
I guess you got to be a wheeler.
Got to be a man of the cloth.
No, I can't say that because I've only been a man of the cloth once, twice. But
twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
I mean, so
maybe
it happens before that.
Does going to S&S count?
I do got a few wins up there.
No, I mean for me.
Oh, yeah, it works. Yeah, I mean, the last time I was at S&S, I won in a different kind of car. Remember that, best friend? Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you just won your heat up at that
NASCAR Speedway. Yep. Mm-hmm. So
it's got to hang true.
It's got to be true. So mojo. So it'd be an honor to have it all year.
You know, I'm really surprised that Brian doesn't call us tonight and thank us.
How about? Well, he's already into Wednesday.
It's Wednesday for him.
He's into Wednesday already.
Well, then he could have called us yesterday.
He could have called us yesterday for today.
If he called us today, that'd be yesterday.
He has our numbers.
Yeah.
He does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. But
now,
we're taking credit
for it. Big congratulations to him. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
And good stuff.
Good stuff right there. And hats off to Alex Bright, too, man. He was a class act last week. You know?
Yeah. You know, it was tough to follow Alex down under. I know he finished 13th the first one, and I don't know where he caught. I didn't catch where he raced in the second one, where he finished. But he qualified.
Qualified. So that day, you're in the show. That's all that matters. So. But what are you going to do, man? But, hey, it is what it is. It's off season. It's off season and silly season already.
Yes. Why does this happen?
This is kind of late for this kid.
Yeah.
I mean, Leppo loses a ride. You know, so.
And Leppo loses a ride.
Not at a Zemko number one.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Why? Why does this happen?
Yeah. Who's out there to go into it?
Maybe Billy?
On a Rivadochi tour?
No.
Or
no.
The kid's kid.
The kid's kid.
Woo, never thought of that. That could work.
I think it could work.
I think it should work eventually. Maybe not this year, but I think before Junior goes bye-bye and John and Pee-wee go bye-bye, I would love to see that.
Yeah, well, I'm starting to worry about John and Pee-wee. I mean, these guys, it's like musical chairs in that car right now.
Yeah. Hey, they've been around forever. You know, they've been around forever, so. So now he's out. So Brian Leppo's looking for a 410 ride. He'll probably take a 358 ride even. You know? This time of year, come
stay
on.
Stay sharp, right?
We're headed to Florida. In 3 weeks. You know?
I feel bad for that guy.
Yeah, I do. I feel bad for the dude. You know? I mean,
so I want to know, did everybody see TK's spin-out crash victory lap deal on Facebook?
That's pretty cool. Did you see that, Joe? Yeah. Did you see that? That was cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
That takes talent to not stall that sprint car out doing that.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Because there's only a gas and a brake.
The time he did it over in three, it got a little tipsy, you know? It almost wow, he almost went over.
And fast.
Yeah, it was fast. He was spinning good.
Yeah. Well, hey, it was $30,000 worth of donuts, man. So,
well, it was pretty spectacular. I enjoyed it.
Yes, that was quite the wild one. Now, do you remember the first person who ever did donut in a sprint car?
No, I don't know that I know that.
It was one of the Chesson boys at Eldoro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when he won the King's Royal. I forgot which one won the King's Royal.
And that was his celebration?
That was the celebration. The first time I ever seen a sprint car do a donut.
Wow.
Yeah. But since then, I've seen it done.
Yeah. And you see it done with no hands and wheels off.
Yeah. Steering wheel off.
Yeah.
So, my best friend's staring at me like...
You know what? Don't let him freak you out.
Intimidated by my best friend.
That's your crew chief.
That's my crew chief over there. If we get slow tonight, we're interviewing him.
All right.
You know? And my car owner's here.
And the car owner. Yeah.
So
we got some more mall shows coming up here.
Oh, tis the season for mall shows.
Tis the season. Might
as well
do it.
Mall
shows and beer bashes. Yep. And racing proms.
Yeah, and racing proms. Yeah. No,
go to racing proms.
Yeah. There's
Joe, are you out of the deal?
Yeah, what are you, on retirement already?
You just brought us on tonight, and then like you decided not to be on?
Yeah. Take a break?
I'm still negotiating my contract here.
Okay. Get that darn thing signed. Let's go.
Yeah, sign it and be done with it.
Hey.
Let's just relax a little bit, okay?
How many perks you need in your contract?
Oh, man. I'm working on getting show money for the show.
No, show. You just get show money.
Show.
Because you are the money.
You are the money.
You are the money.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Who don't know that?
Yeah.
No. Yep.
So Brett Deo's going to put this little Reading Mall show together, I guess.
29th annual. That's pretty impressive.
That's
more than 28.
It's more than 28? A little bit more than 27.
Not quite 30 yet.
Not quite there.
Getting there.
Catching up.
So I guess there's going to be some special things going on at that. I guess there's a little thing going on for Mr. Miller, commemorating Bob's involvement with the show.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was the originator, wasn't he? Yeah. Of the Reading Mall show, yeah.
I think so.
Yep. So.
We also have, they're going to be celebrating 25 years of Thunder on the Hill this year with Bob Miller.
Now, that is impressive. He's a promoter for 25 years and don't even own a racetrack.
Yeah. You know, and I know I was there at the first one. I don't remember it anymore. I was there.
Really?
At least the book says I was there.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's proof that it's Bob Miller and Bruce Rogers, Thunder on the Hill. That's 25 years is pretty impressive.
And this is something they do every year that Joe is connected to. Joe's not listening to us right now, but...
Yes, I am. Yes, yeah. What can I help you with, Scotty?
Oh, yeah, he's back. But Don Mark's Memorial Award will be given out at the Reading Mall
yes.
show.
Yes. My very dear friend, Mr. Don Marks. Miss him every day. Great guy, good man, awesome photographer, and a whole lot of fun to hang out with.
The tank top man.
Yeah.
That I remember him by.
Wife beater, shorts.
Yep.
It's a muddy
sneakers. The tank top man. Yep.
Walking
the photographer
down.
With the tank top.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
it's
always can.
Nice list of people that have won that award previously already.
Yeah.
Tommy Umbenauer, Bob Green.
Well, Tommy's a little questionable.
Well, here's the next guy that could be a little questionable, too. Chico Bailey.
Okay. Yeah, he's questionable.
He's questionable.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then you had Lenny Salmon. I think he received the award the first time in 2010.
That supersedes the other two questionables.
Yeah, so it all equals out, Joe.
Exactly. It's a balance.
It balances. Life is all about keeping it in balance. With that, we're going to start the season in Florida soon, Whip. What do you think?
Let's go. Let's leave now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it starts, well, it doesn't start, it starts in Georgia, actually.
Right.
But sprint cars starts at
in Florida. Right.
Yeah, in Florida, right. Above.
All stars
yeah,
open
all
up
stars.
First.
No, World of Outlaws will start at Volusia.
Or the week after, yeah.
Yeah
and I think are the week after.
Yeah. And you,
yeah, the 11th. The sprint cars are like the 11th. World of Outlaws sprint cars are the 11th through the 16th of February.
Well, I mean, if you ain't doing nothing from February 11th to February 22nd, and if you don't want to go deal with this weather, then go to Florida.
Go to Florida. Now, yeah.
Dirt Car Nationals.
Whippy talks about this weather. This weather, rumor has it, there could be in for a big little snow there, or bigger or littler snow next week again at this time, so...
Because do you realize in 25 days, 26 days, there's one thing that's going to happen, and that's, I hope it's going to happen, and that's the opener at Lincoln.
You really think that's going to happen?
I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it.
What's the over-under on that?
I'm going 70-30 on that. You know, I'm taking a 70-30 stance on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but then think about it, though. From that Saturday until October, Thursday, sprint car race every Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
Hey, once it kicks off, we won't lack for stuff
for
to
racing.
Do.
You'll have it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I haven't even started penciling stuff in on the calendar because I'm afraid.
Afraid?
I'm afraid.
Hey, while we're talking about the calendar, Club Wago has a heck of a calendar for modifieds up on his blog site.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. He's put a nice comprehensive calendar together. Weekly, got dirt, the big dirt shows in it. It's got everything. So plug to him.
Yeah. Club
Wago. Jamie Wakeneck, right? Is that Jamie Wakeneck? Yeah.
And it's on their Wago website?
Club Wago. Yeah.
.com.
Yeah. I can get right. you that exactly. But I'll tell you what, he does a nice job reporting the news. And
yeah,
he's got a real nice comprehensive schedule up there for modifieds.
Yeah. Have you ever had Wago juice? Anybody here had the Wago juice? Club Wago juice? Yeah. I'm not brave enough to drink that, probably neither. It's probably got a lot of booze in it, and that'd be ugly. You know? Yeah. Eric, you ever had that Club Wago juice? You ever have Club Wago juice? No. You heard about it, though, right? Yeah. So it does exist. All right.
www.clubwago.blogspot.com.
All right.
Okay.
Because if anybody out of our gang here is going to drink that Club Wago juice, it's going to be Eric.
No doubt.
You know.
All right. So how about Mr. Darlin? Out there,
he's ripping it up to people's camp.
Arizona, he brings two home, too.
Yeah.
USAC action.
Yeah. You know, these guys don't ever take a break.
No, it sure doesn't seem like it.
Yeah.
Some of these guys are running down under to do some racing, and then they pop back in here and out to Arizona and California. I think they go to California next.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. I mean that got enough. That's all over the internet already.
Yeah, and Whippy's
pointing
to some stuff about some court proceedings that went on this week about Penn Can Speedway and an assault charge brought on a certain individual, which we I think we enjoyed the conviction and
you know,
the ridicule that idiot's been put under. Okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
He pretty much ruined it for himself.
Yeah, he sure
and
did.
A championship.
Yeah.
All right, end of that.
That's enough.
On a good note.
On a good note.
Yes. Charging.
Chuck.
Is still going to come back.
Yeah.
For another Grandview late model title defense.
Yeah,
he's going to go for it.
This is a little bit late developing for Chuck pulling this together, but he's going to be there defending his title. Not defending his title. He didn't win the title.
He's going to go after another
title. He's going to go after
it. I want to say seventh.
It is.
It is a seventh.
I think it
is. Going for his seventh track championship.
Yeah, he...
There's only two other people I know of that got seven.
Really? Who would that be?
NASCAR championships.
Oh, you're going there. Yeah.
But there's someone who's got nine.
Yeah. Nine.
On the hill, yeah.
On the hill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Is it Dwayne? Is it Jeff?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool. Hey, is this true? That Dwayne's got a ride for Grandview on a regular Saturday night?
I'm told, yes.
In a former car that used to run at Middletown?
The 66 Atlas Petruska car.
It's going to be a regular Saturday night at Grandview Speedway.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Ooh. A lot of chrome on that car, brother. It's going to look pretty sitting in Victory Lane.
Yeah, and it's going to get
now we're on the 66 train. Woo-woo!
How's that go?
Woo! But that's true. They're coming to Middletown. They're leaving Middletown 5/8 of a mile. Did they talk to Vinny Salerno?
That they came down here, you think, or
before
what?
They come here?
Oh, like as a warning?
Like, yeah, like
warning,
get rid
warning.
Of Rome. You know, I mean, that's gonna be a potent team, man.
Yeah.
Are they just gonna be a Saturday, or are they gonna be a Friday too at Big Diamond with that?
This is my understanding. Take this for what it's worth. Saturday.
Saturday, and then Dwayne would probably be in that Eastern rigging or something for that Big Diamond. Or the 126 maybe at Big Diamond?
It's going to be some select shows for that, I've been told.
Well, that's pretty big. I was hearing that rumor all through at Motorsports. He and I kind of hinted towards Dwayne about it, and he like...
Yeah.
There's another big rig coming in. What's up with these New York teams wanting to run Grandview?
Money, money, money.
Cream. Cash rules everything around me.
Pretty much.
You know?
Yeah, that's,
I mean,
that's okay.
Oh, it's great for
good, good paycheck around here on a Friday and Saturday night.
Right.
If you, well, and hey, you put the right shoe behind it, it could be in there a lot.
Right.
I mean,
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it. So, yeah, that's big. I like that. I like that news.
Chuck owns 34 victories at Grandview. Chuck Schutz.
34. Well, he had a terrible year last year.
Yeah. I hope he adds to that 34 this year. That'd be
same
fun.
Here.
Yeah, he needs to regroup.
Chuck's a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? We should probably have him on before the year starts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He was a great guest last year.
Yeah. Yeah, he had fun.
Yeah, he
did have fun. Yeah.
Hey, we got him into the we can't take credit, but we got him into the Speedster to like them Speedsters when we told him how much they were paying.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, that was the show that we introduced the Let's Add Another 5 Laps to the Late Model feature.
That's right.
You're right, Joe.
You're right.
We called that.
Yes, we did.
That went out over the airwaves that night, and guess what happened?
Ask for it, and you shall receive.
Yep. We got 5 more laps, and Chuck Schutz got a Speedster.
That's how we roll.
That's how we roll. Low down and dirty style.
All there, yo.
Don't mess with it. Mm-hmm. Mess with the bull. You're going to get the horns.
Get the horns.
Yep. So, Ted, go ahead. I don't care about Alexis. Mm-hmm.
Well, with fishing on the AC show.
Yeah, I could care less. Yep.
Lenny Sammons is not going to be happy with
no,
you.
No, Lenny ain't going to be happy with
you. Not going to be digging your bigness, brother.
You
I'm be
telling
talking
you, Lenny,
that.
Put some dirt down.
Find a big enough hole where you can put some dirt down.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I think we could do it where this car show is. They just got to go through the door opening on the back stretch and the front stretch. There's that block wall.
Yeah.
One of us four was at AC this week.
Yes.
Perhaps this person should talk about it and give us some insight.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to talk about it, Whip.
That way I don't got to.
See, that? I got your back, Whip.
How many times have you been there now,
mic on.
Somebody was at AC? I wonder who that would have been.
Yeah. That would be you.
How many AC shows you done now?
That was my third one.
All right. This is the 12th running of it. I did like 9 or 10.
You did 9 or so? Yeah.
They're cool. Don't get me wrong. So how was it?
Awesome.
It
was one of the best ones I've seen. Wicked fast this weekend. We've had cars that were pushing the wall a good foot when they crash into it. And these are Jersey barriers that they're pushing through. Had a couple of them come up on the walls, but it was some of the best racing action that I've seen down there. The guys all put on a great show. Even in the pit area and stuff, the guys were interacting with the fans, which to me was a big highlight to see all the drivers interacting with their fans that were back there meeting with them.
How was the crowd Saturday?
Packed. It was snowy, windy, cold. There was a building across the street that had the roof blow off, and it was still packed inside that arena.
Wow.
Every day here in the Northeast, it's snowy and cold.
Yeah.
Joe doesn't like this weather.
No.
No, he's not a fan.
Not even a little bit. Hence my Facebook post about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Two simple words.
Yeah. We won't go there.
No.
It's a family show, Joe. If you can't
it
say
is a family
your
show.
Mom, don't say it on the radio.
Well, the kids would understand.
I like the slingshot gig, though, because that Simon Egan kid, That slingshot is like a million years old. It's like one of the first ones.
It was
and
good.
It still
good
wins. Race. I mean, I think I've seen that thing win everywhere. To be honest with you, I think I have. West End Fair. I mean, Borgers.
And that one had Bubba J's on the front of that one. It says something about turning left. They're making a left turn on the front of the car is what it says. Yeah. It's really cute.
And it's pretty cool. The car owner of the 55 was Ryan Smith.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I like that. But, yeah, he Simon started like 16th.
Yeah. Slingshot, the biggest thing is patience with that. They start a lot of cars out there on the track, and you just got to take your time, bide your time, and ride it out.
There is no patience at Atlantic City. There is
no, not really. You're right. But, you know, they still do good out there. I mean, and they were going three wide in the corner with the slingshots. I mean, they were stuffing them in there pretty good.
Yep. And the go-karts, to me, are like watching slot cars.
The champ carts.
Yeah.
They put on a really good show.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys, I think we have a couple shots. They were 4 and 5 wide in those quarters. I mean, there was definitely a lot of good competition in between everybody.
But, I mean, you know, and of course, the 600 modifieds and our Mike Rose and all, there's great guys race there. It's just, man, I think I've lost the pizzazz of it, you know. I'm just not into it anymore.
No, I loved it. They did the Fan Fest, too, this year, where they let all the fans come down the track. You couldn't move.
Yeah.
It was that
well,
fast.
How,
it was great.
I remember that. That's a cool thing. You know? So, but, yeah, I'm glad you went. Mm-hmm. I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm good. You know?
All right. Hey, Joe.
Yo.
Talk to me about Big Diamond. What's got Big Diamond got going?
Yeah, what's up with the Big D?
All right. Here's what's happening.
The dirt
at the Big Diamond Speedway. Okay. Received a press release tonight from Big Diamond, and they claim that they've had some questions abound on numerous media outlets in regards to dirt car rules and American Racer tire usage at Big Diamond. So, what they have done is they have put this out in black and white here, and we're going to explain this to you. Modifies, any teams that want to use their BGP tires can do so on the following events in 2014. The season opener, which is 3/30/14. Money in the Mountains, which is 4/4/14. The Georgie Stevenson Memorial, which is 7/4/14. The Prelude to the Coal Cracker, which is 8/15/14, and the Jack Rich Memorial Coal Cracker 72, which is 8/31/14. Those five events will not be dirt car sanctioned. Thus,
right.
Hoosier tires will not be mandatory. Dirt stamp Hoosiers will be the mandatory tire for all other races, D300s, 400s, and 500s. Okay, so we just wanted to clear that up. We appreciate Big Diamond keeping us in the loop here with this tire deal. There has been some concerns, and that's why we wanted to address it. So
you will be able to use American Racers
for those
Big shows.
For those big, yes, those are the big shows that they have up there, which is very nice of them to do that.
That's very nice of them.
Yeah.
Because then that, if a guy only wants to show up for those five races, he can. He doesn't have to go. That's a good move on Big Diamond's part.
Well, they probably made that agreement with Dirt because
those aren't dirt sanctioned, dirt point shows.
That's right.
Right, because you're not going to put a dirt sticker on a car and have them going out there with American Racers. That ain't happening.
That's just
hats off to Diamond for that move.
No, that's good.
They deserve to clap for that.
Yeah, they're going
to
clap.
You know, they deserve to clap. And not many people get to clap. You know?
Little bit more news from Big Diamond Speedway. Only the modified drivers need to purchase a dirt car license. They are $125 and can be purchased through the Speedway at the annual car show or up until opening day. All car owners and crew members can purchase the $90 Big Diamond pit license. Pit fees will be $30 for Big Diamond and dirt car members and $40 for non-members. Somebody just got an awesome-looking dessert here, not to break
that.
Into that. That's grounds for like a mugging and just
for
stealing that.
A spoon.
So,
I think
yeah,
we need to go to break and, you know.
So, also, the Big Diamond's engine sealing program will continue the same way. Please call Jim at 570-640-4171. Any other questions, please call the Speedway at 570 527-3168. Sportsman, any teams wishing to use up their BGP tires can also do so in the following events in 2014. The season opener, the Andy Fash Memorial, which is 613. The Sportsman Coal Cracker 40, which is 829. So they help the Sportsman guys out too. Dirt stamped Hoosiers will be the mandatory tire for all other races. Again, D300, 400, and 500. The 2014 rules will almost be the same as 2013 with the following changes. Aluminum wheels are allowed at 2,425 pounds. Sail panels are allowed. GM 602 crate engines are allowed at 2,350 pounds. And steel wheels are allowed with a weight of 2,350.
Wow.
Huh?
Good stuff.
Engine sealing program is still in place, and you can call Jim at 570-640-4171. Roadrunners.
Ruh-roh.
Meep, meep.
Meep, meep.
Any teams wishing to use up their American Racer tires can do so in the following races this season opener.
Uh-oh. Joe Vaporlocked.
I locked that
lost
my place here. No, they
hate when that happens.
I am.
That too.
These are good.
I completely lost my place, and I do apologize for that. Here we go. The season opener for the Roadrunners and the Money in the Mountains. And as far as late models go, any 11-inch Hoosier tire, approximately $145, can be used D1200 or harder. Open carb for any rule package. Williams Grove, Susquehanna, and Grandview cars must weigh 2,350 pounds. Steel block Bandit cars must weigh 2,450 pounds.
Wow.
So there's a little bit of tidbit information there for you races out there that are planning to head up to the Diamond.
I'm glad they don't have another division. We had to hire another division of that.
We'd add to add another hour to the show.
Ah.
Hey, and while we're talking about adding hours to the show, I have a few people that corresponded with me about some beer bashes. We talked about some beer bashes coming up.
Go ahead.
'Tis the season.
It is. So I do have a few here. Bear with me 1 second.
I think Doug Manmiller's is February 2nd. Is Manmiller's February 2nd? February 1st, Manmiller's. It's on a Friday then.
Well, they're in the Bahamas or something right now.
Oh, man. That's ridiculous.
Wow. Racing's been that
good.
Feel
bad for them, yeah.
Oh, electric business is that good.
Yeah.
I was going to go with the racing.
There's a shocker.
Yeah.
No.
There's a shocker. I got it.
Finally. Finally.
Jeez.
That's
this Friday.
Mertz Racing Beef and Beer at the Keystone Firehouse in Boyertown, PA, upper level from 7 o'clock to 12 midnight. Tickets are only $20. Come out for great food, door prizes, silent auction, 50-50, and much more. The date on that is February the 8th. So that's what's cooking with that. We also have the File Racing Beer Bash is Saturday, February 15th. 8 o'clock to whenever at the Hanover Inn and Palm, which is right down the street from
right
us. Right
down the road.
Yes. I have been to this. This is a nice bash.
Cool.
So they're going to have a live band, possible karaoke performed by our buddy Dave Crazy Yost. I don't know if that's what you just think to advertise
crazy.
That. Yeah,
crazy.
We only know him as Crazy. I don't know.
Crazy? The karaoke? Crazy?
Yeah, that might be
what?
A little scary.
Crazy doing karaoke?
Yeah.
Oh, that might have to happen. Yeah.
That might be worth the price of a
tickets
thing.
Are available for $25. And get out there and support these local racers. I think I have another one or two here yet.
29.
This one here scares me a little bit. This is from our old friend, Joe Geezer Finelli.
Geezer? It's Friday.
Yeah. 22 Racing is having a fundraiser. Geezer says he will be washing cars in his velvet thong for donations March 15th for extra money. He will also do a hood dance, and he does thank me for announcing his event. So if you want to see Geezer in a velvet thong March 15th.
Not really.
Not really.
No, not really.
You want to see that? I'm sorry. The only people you're gonna probably get a lot of ladies showing up for that one.
I no. That'll draw more men than ladies.
Yeah. I'm thinking if it's a rainbow thong, you're going to attract more men.
Yeah, I tell you what, I kind of have visions floating in my head, man, and I'm trying desperately to bury them.
God,
I'm thinking of dead cats.
I don't want to close my eyes right now.
No, it's not good.
Because I'll close my eyes forever.
On a legitimate note, though, our good friends down at MCQMRC, also known as the Phoenixville Raceway, on Saturday, March 15th, with a rain date of Sunday, March 16th, they have a driver's experience. Yes, you can go down there. They have cars down there. If your little Johnny or Susie wants to get their feet wet in quarter midget racing, stop on by. They can hook you right up. It's only $20 for 10 laps. You can visit their website for more information at www.mcqmrc.com.
Can we fit in them? Us three?
No. Not together.
No. The three different cars.
Oh.
I'm not even gonna entertain that thought.
All right. Oh, Eric got a steak sandwich.
And
we
fries.
We need to go to break.
We do need to go to break. Yeah. And I do apologize for running a little bit late. I apologize for Kyle. We want to get Kyle on here at 8:30. But we're gonna take a brief break here right now, and when we come back, we are gonna be joined by our good friend Mr. Kyle Weiss. So hang tight. We're gonna sell a little products here for a few minutes, and we'll be right back in a few short moments.
Hey, everybody, this is your old pal Clarence on behalf of Low Down and Dirty. We're going to be talking about some wings tonight here from the Wingman Bar and Grill, located over here in East Greenville, Pennsylvania. The Wingman Bar and Grill serves the freshest, mild, hot, suicide, and tough guy wings if you can handle them. They also have a nice menu of hot and cold subs, pizza, wraps, and paninis. The Wingman also has 12 beers on tap and a large selection of cold takeout beer. In addition to the fine eat-in dining experience, a large takeout menu, a wide assortment of beers on tap, the Wingman Bar and Grill also holds special events and entertainment such as Texas Hold'em Poker, trivia, karaoke, and from time to time they even have some live bands. Take advantage of Wingman's outdoor seating for the summer. Enjoy the summertime. The restaurant and bar open daily from 11:30 a.m. on up and about to 2 a.m. and a bar menu be available at the 10 p.m. So be sure to check out their website for weekly chef specials. You can find them at the web at www.wingmanbarandgrill.com. You can also find them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Wingman Bar and Grill. The Wingman Bar and Grill has been voted best wings in Philly for 4 years in a row. Also voted best burger in 2010. For takeout service, call in your order at area code 267-923-5067. Stop on by and bring some friends and make a night of it. The Wingman Bar and Grill is located at the shops at Upper Hanover and downtown East Greenville, PA. Stop on in. Clarence will be over there eating some wings and chowing down. Grab a beer and have some fun. Let's all go to the Wingman in East Greenville. Cajun's Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cajun's uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cadence Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cadence Candles a call at 610-960-5677
or find them on the web at www.cadencecandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/CadenceCandle. For 26 years, Joe Adams Lettering LLC has been providing graphics and lettering to a large base of clientele throughout the United States, and even as far away as St. Martin's, Netherlands Antilles. Services include signs, truck lettering, race car lettering, logo design, and much, much more. Joe Adams Lettering LLC is the graphic provider of choice for many of the local schools, churches, athletic departments, racetracks, and promoters alike. Our friendly service and attention to detail ensures that our clients are receiving the finished product that they want, need, and desire. Starting a company and need to get recognized? We have full branding capabilities, from logo concepts to the finished product, placed right on your sign, company truck, van, letterhead, and business cards. All done right here, in-house, at our Bechtelsville facility. Joe Adams Lettering LLC custom designing capabilities set you apart from the competition. We provide custom t-shirt artwork, banners, yard signs, magnetic signs, billboards, and much, much more. Take advantage of our full printing capabilities and get noticed. From small window decals to full wraps, we got you covered. Give us a call at 484-638-0931. Or you can check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Joe Adams Lettering LLC and like us so you can keep up with some of the latest happenings. Look for our logo on the side of a race car at a local track near you. And remember, love the A, and the A will love you back.
I'm Billy Dunn, and when I'm not on the loud pedal, I'm listening to Lowdown and Dirty. I'm Billy Dunn, and when I'm not on the loud pedal, I'm listening to Lowdown and Dirty.
Welcome back.
That just brings a smile to my face every time.
Every time Whippy hears that, it brings a smile to his face.
Was that T-Mac or what?
No, that was Billy Dunn.
All right. I sounded like T-Mac. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all right. We got one for T-Mac, too. We just ain't got it up yet. So.
Yeah.
It's a New York guy. We're close.
Yeah, you're right, you know.
And that voice you hear is our guest, Kyle Weiss.
Yeah, what's
Welcome,
up, Kyle?
How we doing, everybody? I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
We're doing good tonight. Yeah, we're a little crazy here, but it's pretty much normal.
Got to have a little fun.
Always got to have a little fun.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing I got to understand about you, Kyle. You're like the quiet guy in the pits. Nobody really knows you're there.
I'll tell you what, when I was younger, I wasn't very quiet. He's getting a lot of trouble.
You're like the gentleman's gentleman in the pits. That's kind of what we kind of phrased you as.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. I don't think I am sometimes, but.
Yeah, Joe nicknamed you the gentleman's gentleman.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
you know,
all right. I'll take that.
Yeah, I mean, and you're there, but you just don't, you know, like you don't know it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, then I guess I got to be a little more aggressive or something, right?
There you go.
Now you do.
Yeah. So how many years you been running up there at Grandview Speedway?
Total, I can't even remember. I was trying to think of it today. Actually, I would say 10 probably. I've been on and off, but we've been there the last probably 4 straight.
Right.
We were kind of partial to Big Diamond for a long time, but things change.
Uh-huh.
Better program, I think, at Grandview, and get along with the Rogers. Great. Just know everybody. It's a good place. It's a fun place to be. I mean, even guys in the pits, I mean, you kind of start parking aside the same people. You get to know them better, and you can have fun, and it's a good place,
it's a good
to,
place
be.
To be.
Who do you park next to?
Actually, we were parking next to the 917. No, what the heck? Oh, my God. Now I got to think. Darrett Miller.
Oh, okay.
Darrett Miller.
The late model champion.
No, Jarrett. No. Yeah, Jarrett. Yeah, Jarrett was just modified, but Jason was down. Was down one. Actually, yeah, I was between every all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just a good bunch of guys. I don't know if you know Rat at all. That owns his car. He is a hoot, man.
Yeah.
He can. We call each other names that I can't say probably.
Yeah. Yeah. He's as old as dirt too. That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always pick on him.
No,
he still lives
around.
At home, I think.
What's that?
I always pick on him. I said, I actually think he lives at home yet. I always pick on him about it.
Yeah. Is he still employed by Hoffman's?
No. He works at a fabrication shop, but he does a lot of stuff for us guys. You know, he builds the front noses and tire grinding machines, and he's pretty active in it. And I think that's how they make a lot of their money for their cars that they race. But I heard he's not coming back full time, so.
What's he doing?
That's the rumor. Just going part-time, kind of.
Wow.
Just kind of going part-time, yeah. So I guess I'll have to throw Katie above me so I have somebody beside of me I like.
There you go.
Yeah, well, they're just down a little ways. They'll just move up a little.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. I'll have to talk to Mercy, see if I can pull any strings or something.
There you go.
The pit steward there, the parking guy.
Yep, the director of parking at
the
Grand
flying Prix. Mullet. There you go.
There you go.
Everybody knows about that.
The master of disaster, yeah.
Yeah. So how did Kyle Weiss get started racing? When did you start, and what did you start in?
I started in a Roadrunner in 1990.
Wow.
So if you can do the math, it's my 24th year.
Uh-huh. And a Roadrunner. Do you remember the
first
car?
Yeah, a Roadrunner, a big dime. But I remember my first car, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was a 72 Monte Carlo. I was 16 years old, and that was the first car I had. I drove in the street too. I had what I raced is what I drove in the street.
No kidding.
Yeah,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, I love old cars. I got a 69.
What made you decide the street car you're driving? Okay, I'm gonna turn it into my race car.
No, I didn't turn it into my race car. It just so happened we had one sitting there. My dad's an avid junk collector. I still got plenty of old cars to pick from if I want to restore one. I got a 69 Camaro too, but my dad found it and he said, what do you want to drive? I said, whatever you buy me, right? I'm 16, so that's what he bought me, a 72 Monte Carlo. That's what I drove and raced.
That's great.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Good
Curly
stuff.
Bowman. I can even remember Curly Bowman. Remember the 78 Bowman Racing?
Oh, yeah.
You guys remember that
for
him? He painted my first car for me.
Wow.
Bowman's Auto Body.
That's great.
Now
so
I feel old.
You're from up that way, okay? Right?
Yes.
Where do you live?
Well, I live in Schuylkill Haven, but the shop's still in Hamburg. I grew up and was raised in Hamburg. But we live up at our Italian Ice. The Bernie's Italian Ice in our cars is mine and my wife's business. We have ice cream, Italian ice, and a miniature golf place in Schuylkill Haven.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's your place.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that free ice, once in a while we give out a crazy, that's from us.
Yeah.
There you go. Little advertisement for the business. Go right ahead.
Yeah,
it helps out.
Yeah.
It helps out.
So you run the road. How many years you run Roadrunners?
2 years. Two years.
And then you said, okay, I want the modified.
Street stock. No, I went street stock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. And then
great street stock at Big Diamond and...
Yeah, Big Diamond, Grandview. We used to travel. We used to go down East Windsor when they were there. We used to go all over the place. It's a lot of fun. You used to go to junkyard, spend no money, and go race and have fun.
See?
And they just spend a lot of money.
Oh, how now that I want to go modify racing, how times have changed.
Yeah.
You ain't going to no junkyard.
Yeah. Yeah, no junkyard. Maybe you can get some used stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I got, I'm trying to think of the guy's name. Dave Krumenacher. Krumenacher. I don't know if you remember when Sam Schaefer drove his early days.
I don't.
Oh, man. That
anyways, seems... that's way back. But anyway, he gave me my first chance at a modified, and then he decided halfway through the year he wanted to sell it. We bought it, and that was 97. Been in ever since.
You've been modified racing ever since.
And your first race in a modified, was that Big Diamond?
Actually, it was Williams Grove. I think it took the turn 3 wall down.
Now, wait a minute.
Stop right there.
I'm serious.
It's your first time strapped in a modified, and you're flying underneath the bridge at Williams Grove Speedway.
Absolutely. That's when they used to run them up there, yeah. That was
I remember it. Yeah, I was probably
'97.
Knocked the wall down.
Probably. The guys were saying you ain't going in hard enough. I said, all right, well, I'll show you. And I hit the wall.
Oh, my God.
Did you wreck it bad?
No, it wasn't bad. Nothing wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It still was an experience.
Going fast enough yet.
Wasn't going fast enough yet.
Yeah, probably not.
That's pretty courageous. First race in a strap. Dude,
that's just nuts.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I didn't think nothing of it. I was, you know, like, what, 20, I guess, something like that, somewhere around there, 21, 22.
I got this, no problem.
Yeah.
You got to remember, when you guys were young, how many stupid things you all did. Are probably still doing. How's that?
Still do stupid things, Kyle.
You know? It was too long ago. I don't remember.
Yeah. Wow. So when was the first time? Okay, I can't believe the first time this guy's in a modified was that Williams.
Yeah.
Get over it. Get over it, Whip. We're going to go to the next thing now, Whip.
Okay. My God. I'd have been scared to death.
No, I don't even remember if I was scared. If I was too stupid to be scared, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Now we get to it.
Yeah. So then where'd you race next after that?
Big Diamond and Susky. We were doing double. Figured get double experience quicker we'd get a hold of something.
Right. Well,
Trying to think. It was the second. No, I ran a whole year at Diamond, and then it was the second year we ran Diamond and Susky. That's right.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
So when was the first time you got the Grandview in the modified?
Probably, I would say, the first or the second year.
First or second, yeah, okay.
And I know I've made every 76 or I attempted to. I can remember that far back.
Wow.
So, the years that I've – there was a couple years I didn't go for whatever reason, but I know we made it. So I would say somewhere around 98.
Wow.
Wow.
Every six or
Alan Johnson might not have qualified my cars every time, but I know I did.
Yeah, but there was a show that Alan Johnson damn near won the sixer in your car.
Yeah, that was pretty. That was a whirlwind of like 3 days of surgery and the great crew that I had. And I had J-Rod, if you remember when he first started. I mean, he's still working at Bayshore, but I had J-Rod come down and even do my body that week because it was pretty banged up. Mm-hmm. Threw him a couple bucks. Hey, I need a good body guy to come down here and straighten his car out for me. But it's just crazy, the things you do for racing. People knew what we go through week in, week out, and the time and the money and the
Yeah.
I don't know.
And
they love it, though. I love it.
And they sit in the stands and scream at you like you're a blooming idiot, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes we are, though. I mean, we do some stupid things out there. There's no question. There is no question.
Yeah.
But the second thing you have to decide on something is just not enough sometimes.
So how did you and Alan Johnson, like, team up? Because Alan, I mean, you know, he's all the way up there in Rochester.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was Greg Kirkwood was sitting in the stands, heard Ernie announce it the week before. So then he called his brother Todd that helped Alan with some PR work, and then there was this other guy, Troy Tompkins, that was like the guy that really helped Alan get a lot of rides. So he originally called me, and this is Tuesday morning. I'm going for surgery. It's 5:30 Wednesday morning for my shoulder. And he said, I'm like, tell Alan to call me, and we got to do it today if we're doing it because I got to get the car done. And I did what I had to do, went and bought new tires, and he called me and I said, this is what I'll give you. What do you want? He said, that sounds good. And first time I met him was Saturday afternoon at the Sixer.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. No, we didn't have any luck after that, though. I don't know what happened after that.
Well, I know. The track didn't rubber up as much as it did that year.
Yeah, I think just everything clicked. That was one of the better cars we had down there, too. It really was.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
Yeah. I said it that night in the grand. I said, when this place rubbers up, Alan Johnson's going to come through because that's what he's used to running on, New York surface. And that's what the Sixer turns into, a New York track surface.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, Bobby Varin, the year before, again, you know what I mean? He was, you know, almost won an Umpies car.
Yep. So I mean, that's just it. Yeah, that was cool. That was a cool sixer. That was one of the good ones.
Helped my pocketbook a little bit.
Yep. I mean, I made a lot of good. Yeah, go ahead.
Made a lot of good friends out of that deal. I talked to them guys a couple times a week. They actually hooked me up with tires from Justin Harris. So we ran the satellite shows last year. Just a lot of good friends. You guys know it. The people you meet, the things you won't forget, and the people that have done for you so you can race. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Some of the amazing things you do, you'll never forget. They're etched in your mind forever. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that was because Alan Johnson, I remember now, I can remember Alan Johnson's first race in a modified at Weedsport.
Really?
Yeah.
Whip, you're getting too old.
He probably went out and won or something. That was him.
So, I mean, you know, that was pretty, that's how far back
He's quiet. He's such a quiet guy. I mean, reading him is like looking at a blank wall and it's just, there's nothing.
There's no expression there. There's nothing there. But I mean, did he give you like any advice or anything? You know, like, hey, you know.
No. On the phone that Tuesday, I said, what do you want in the car? He goes, whatever you run. I said, okay. So that's what we put in. And
you put your setup in?
My setup in. We didn't change nothing. Other than a little bit of stagger, we didn't touch that car all night. It was just one of them. Everything went our way. Other than when feature started, we went out for the halfway break. I told him, as you get up there, you got to use a rub rail down here. And he wouldn't touch the wing. You know how that is. They don't race like that up there.
Uh-huh.
For $20,000, it was a little different, I guess.
Yeah. Wow.
The car owner's telling you to use the rub rail, and you're not.
I told him, man, do what you got to do, man. That's a big step from 20 to 10.
Ten's still nice,
but 20 would have been better.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah, I mean, he's quiet, like I said, but he's a good guy.
Yeah.
His whole family is nice. Yeah.
So how would you, like, grade your season from 2013? What would you give yourself as a grade?
Probably about a D. Not that bad, but I'd say a C for sure. We messed around with some stuff like 6 or 8 weeks that really put us behind because we were okay, you know. Getting through the wrecks down at Grandview is more than how good the car is some nights.
You did have that crash magnet in there a lot this past year.
A couple. Yeah, we had a couple. Yeah, I got Dwayne's rub rail in my helmet the one night. That wreck deal, that was pretty ugly.
But
you can do some night. No, going into 3, his car was on top of mine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah,
remember
yeah.
Remember
that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that front stretch deal, that was for the Forrest Rogers. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I would have been smart enough, I would have pulled out and probably came out about 6 instead of waiting for him to clean up. I would have had enough room to get out but burned everything off. I think we got 6. Remember, we just burned it off coming back up through.
Yeah.
But, no, most nights, we're pretty good. The deal down there, it's the invert. I mean, there was like 3 nights, I think, we came from 25th or whatever and got 3rd in 2 seconds, but it's just you miss the carnage. I mean, and it's Grandview. It's hard racing. Nobody gives an inch, and it's fun. It really is. You got to remember in the back of your mind some nights that you pay the bills for me, and I got to kind of lay out of it nights. But some nights you get aggravated and you don't.
So you make the hole where it's not.
You make
the
hole even though it
ain't
there.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah, it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because the deal at Grandview now is you go through the gate, hot laps, you got to make the feature through the heat. Because if not, man, you're
and that killed us. We had issues the last 2 weeks in the heat with the car, and then we missed the last 2 weeks of the feature.
Ooh.
I mean, the second, I'm trying to think, one either the first, the second last race or the last race, we got a flat lead in the Conti. I mean, they didn't even give me a lap to get back out, you know.
We're going.
What are you
going
to do?
You probably wouldn't even through the infield track.
To salvage 7th and missing the last 2 features, I mean, that's pretty respectable, I guess.
Yeah.
I think we could have got 5th yet, I think, actually. I mean, Mandler had some bad luck there at the end of the year, too. But,
right.
Yeah, we're just have fun and go forward as best as we can. That's what we're there for.
So where does the number on the side of the car come from?
My dad. Remember Bobby Emmerich? How far can you guys go back? Late models.
You go back. Captain remembers.
Yeah, I got that.
All right. He used to have a purple 55 Chevy that was number 12, and then my dad drove his second car, and he just flipped the number around.
No kidding.
That's,
wow.
That's where it came from.
That's where it came from. Good
yeah,
stuff.
And I put the K on. I put the K on because my brothers were racing the same number, so it was kind of hard to, you know, look 21s out there.
You put the K on just because it's cool.
No, that's not cool.
So, out of all the tracks that you have run, what's your favorite track?
Oh, I tell you what, between Grandview and then I only ran Brewerton one time last year, but man, that place is awesome. That'd be the top two for sure. I mean, honestly, Accord's up there too. I really like that place. 5 miles, I get around 5 miles pretty good. So
yeah,
top five I'm going to give you now. And I tell you what, I ran all these Saratoga way back.
For wow.
One weekend we went up. That was pretty fun, but I guess that changed a lot now.
Mm-hmm. So
but,
so you
try
like
to get a little
big,
bit of traveling in.
Yeah, I mean, 5 mile point's a little bull ring. That's kind of like a Grandview style bull ring, and then Bridgeport.
Yeah, that fits my driving style.
Yeah,
for sure.
Bridgeport,
yeah.
You just had
I ran. Yeah, it's fun. I tell you what, for watching, probably not as much, but driving, it is a fun place. Track's
Bridgeport.
Constantly changing, the manner. Yeah, it really is. The speeds and.
Yeah.
And everything. And I mean, talking about favorite tracks, I ran Syracuse one time with one of Creedon's cars. That was up there. I know it's follow leader, but for a driver, it's pretty mm-hmm. one of them things you won't forget with that one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, that's your dream as a modified guy to run Syracuse. I mean, that's
yeah.
your dream. So now you did Syracuse, Eastern States. You ever run Middletown?
Yeah, I did, actually, for Creed. My boy Creed hooked me up with a whole bunch of my first times. I mean, Syracuse, Accord, Middletown. Middletown's, I like it, and a lot of guys hate it. I mean, it's follow leader, but, I mean, it's a good place to go. I mean, it's hard to get hooked up on the top, but
right.
Guys do it a lot up there. But
Brad Hurd
no.
don't think it's follow the leader.
Oh, no.
So, when
you qualify good and you start in a pole and,
yeah, and have traction
of,
control.
You know,
yeah, traction control.
I don't know what them guys have. Everybody has it, right? Everybody
yeah,
can afford it.
Yeah, everybody's got it. So for the 2014 season, are you lining up a deal for that Middletown show with Dale? You know that hard
no,
play rig?
No. I'm gonna have one car with the one motor. That other motor deal, I don't think we're gonna get back. No, I'm probably just going to stick to Grandview, honestly. Wait till the end of the year. We'll do Weedsport, Brewerton. Either I'm going to do Rolling Wheels or I might have to run the Speedster at 5 mile now, I guess.
Speaking of the Speedsters now, have you ever driven one?
Yeah, last year, three times. Path Valley, first time I drove the 21 that Monteith drove, and lap three of the heat, I was rolling down the backstretch.
It was right car number on it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was pretty close. That was all right.
You know?
Yeah, it didn't agree with me.
Yeah.
I just took a little too much real estate. My own fault. But the guy that owns the car we have now, the 4 car, he ran it to 21, so it was hard on his pocketbook, I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah.
So. Have you tried a Speedster at Kutztown or no?
No. I only ran Pat Valley, and then I ran the 2-day
okay.
show when he purchased the 4 car. We ran the 4 car that Junior was in.
Okay.
But,
so this
will be
fun.
Yeah, I'll be a rookie. I'm going to be a rookie again at Kutztown.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that they got power steering in them, it might be a little better.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, but, I mean, you can really feel the car. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know Breitel always says about how the old cars used to be. That's why he kind of adapted to them. But, yeah, I mean, it's a little workout, but, I mean, it was all right. I didn't think it was – I've done worse things, but
right.
It's fun.
Most of the guys you're going to be racing are pretty much regular guys you race on a regular
– Yeah, yeah, maybe we can all get along better out there. So.
I doubt it because the trailer door's down. You're only there to kick their ass. That's all
yeah.
you do.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We got some new guys coming in, too. I guess Earl Paul's bought a car, too, now.
Yeah, Earl
Paul's
guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he bought a car.
The Pancake Modified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
cool.
He's a shoe.
Yeah. He's a ramrod. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's a Mahoning Valley. That Kutztown's bigger than Mahoning.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that. It's close, though. But it might be. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Did you ever race on asphalt, Kyle?
My wife got me the Pocono thing. I did that. That was it. That was pretty fun. Yeah, I guess I'll be racing asphalt this year. What are we talking about? Dennis wants to run every show, so that'll put me close to 50 shows if I just run everything at Grandview and the Speedster, so it'll be a full year.
Wow. What kind of fitness program are you in?
Little bit of stuff. Not a whole lot, really, honestly.
Uh-huh.
What's the Tony Stewart saying? If you're in the car, you're getting fit, right?
Yeah.
Nah, I just watch what I eat and stuff like that. I don't get real crazy with any kind of. I mean, the way I work and everything kind of.
Right.
See, I haven't had any issues yet. Maybe as I get older, I will. But
there you go.
No, I know a lot of these young guys are really working out, so I might have to get into it here soon.
Yeah. Because I mean, the youngsters are there.
You know, the time is the essence for me. I got three businesses, and it's crazy.
How do you find time to race if you got three businesses? And here's your chance to.
My wife lets me off on Saturday so I can go. Now I got to get off on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got the Italian ice place, ice cream, miniature golf. I have a triaxle that my dad drives for me, and then I have a rollback that I drive. So.
Wow.
You gotta split your time up. What needs to get done needs to get done. I gotta tell you what, my pit crews, they're awesome. They put more time in probably than I do for sure.
I was just gonna mention you got a lot of help if you're racing that much.
Yeah.
We're gonna kind of try to split the Speedster up and have just two guys for that maybe, like, you know, a day or two or whatever. I don't think it's gonna take long as long as we're keeping everything maintenance. It shouldn't be too bad.
Now, who comes up with that design for that beautiful car this year that was down at Motorsports? Because that car sticks out. Did you come up with that?
Yeah, actually, no. It was kind of everybody just kind of put their input in. But Dennis, that owns the car, he likes red. And I always liked red, but every time I had a red car, I had bad luck. So I just don't have a red car anymore. And we just kept throwing stuff in, and that's what Brian came up with.
That's a beautiful car.
It is.
Yeah, he did a good job. That was the most work he's put into a Speedster. I know that for sure, he told me.
Yeah. Now, the Speedster, I looked at your schedule online there, and at the end of the year, Grandview has a two-day show.
Yep.
But I don't see you on the schedule for that in November.
I should be on.
I didn't see it on your schedule.
Well...
Yeah, the full. I think you know what she. I don't think she put any of the of the other tracks on. I think she only put the Kutztown shows on.
So I told her.
I told her not. No, we're going to run the whole schedule now. The way he's talking.
Okay.
For the Speedsters.
We'll see you at that
5 mile
show.
And. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'd have to be at Grandview. Come on.
Wow. So you're going to go. You're going to go a couple familiar tracks now with the Speedster that you've got laps on at different tracks.
Yeah. Yeah, Mahoney might be I might have to pull out some people that I know that were into asphalt racing way back and see if I can use them for some knowledge, maybe.
Yeah.
Because Earl Paulus is going to pick our butts up there.
That's
going to fall right in his wheelhouse.
Yeah. As long as if they don't put him on the pole.
Yeah, that'll be fun. A new experience, you know?
Is there anything else that you would like to try to drive, you know, or have you driven, like, a midget or anything? Have you driven a midget or anything?
No, it's the Speedster. My wife wasn't too crazy after I rolled it, so she won't be going to the races on a Wednesday or any show, she said. So I think I better just stay out of a midget for now.
Yeah, well, if you put it in Victory Lane at Kutztown, I guarantee you she'll be there the next Wednesday.
I doubt it. I doubt it. No, I'd try anything, really. I mean, I might even try to find a ride for that Neskahoning Grand Prix that they're having up there in with Kovacs. I think I might try to find
something.
Yeah,
that. That slingshot thing.
Yeah, that's I talked to him. Dennis sponsored Rick down there for the AC race. We were down Saturday, and we were talking. So the one kid that lives up here side of Bernie's has a slingshot. So maybe you can borrow it or something.
Is that race that they're talking like straightaways are going to be concrete and corners are going to be dirt?
No, I don't think so. It's right through the middle of town.
Oh, it's a street race.
Yeah, it's actually like it's like a Le Mans start. You're going to have to run, get bolt, you know, strapped in the car.
Uh-huh.
It should be kind of fun. Something
that's
different.
There's a hamstring going to get pulled somewhere there.
You're probably right.
Yeah. Someone's coming up lame just before they get in.
Yeah.
That's
that
maybe pretty
possible.
Big plan in the front nerve.
I think
bucket.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really doing it for their. It's really for all for charity. So, that's a great thing for them guys. And Kovacs, they're the whole family. They're real nice people.
Yeah. We're gonna have to get involved with that somehow. Get the Kovacs on here.
Yeah, we do. All right, put that.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
Yeah, get Mr. Kovac and the boys up for that. That's gonna be cool. Le Mans start.
Yeah, Le Mans start. Four cars at a time, and it's you don't have to kill yourself with the car. It's gonna go. Fastest lap time win out of whatever amount of cars are there. There's no real racing against each other. I mean, you're going to have guys running hard, but you don't have to go up. You don't have to go up there to destroy your car to win.
Right.
So you're
going to
go fastest lap
the
time.
Clock. Yeah.
Yeah, you're racing the clock, just like going to Lehigh Valley Grand Prix or something.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think of that place? Think we need to make it into an oval a couple times? Don't they got the
What's
roof?
That?
At Lehigh Valley Grand Prix, instead of making
Yeah, I know him really good. I've been busting on him for years. Usually go out there a couple times in the winter. That's my exercise in the winter.
Yeah.
That place is fun.
You
I like that.
Keep,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we need
to. I try to, but they change that configuration once or twice, and that's usually it.
Yeah. Now, you talk about the Kovacs family and a good family in racing. They are, you know. They are good for racing.
Absolutely.
But how about that McCardle family that you're going to be involved with this year? Another good family.
Yeah, I got to know them pretty well this year. We loaned her a motor, and just super nice people. I mean, I don't know where you would find a nicer family. I mean, they do a lot of things together, and it worked out good for everybody in the end here. This kind of got put together with the silent guy that's in the Speedster. He's involved with the Speedster a little bit, and he's, I don't know what we're doing with him as with the sportsman goes, but pretty much I'm going to own everything now. And MAS Trucking has some in it, but they got a lot of great sponsors that came on board. Katie's a good kid. I'll tell you what, I hope she can get some wins, man. Just show them guys that she ain't just a regular, you know, nobody.
No, she's got some spunk.
Yeah, she got spunk, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to give her. That's a good piece. That's absolutely, completely. The car will be at the Reading show with mine.
Okay, cool.
It looks really nice. Rebuild everything. They're building their own motor. My sports motor still sitting there. But it should be fun. It's either if anything, we're all going to have some fun.
Mm-hmm. I've seen her pop her spunkiness out. And them pits. She ain't afraid of them boys.
Yeah.
She steps up.
No. She can absolutely run with them. There's no question.
She can run with them. You know?
Yeah.
And I think that
her new name is the Red Rocket. You guys got to remember that. The Red Rocket.
The Red Rocket.
The Red Rocket.
I like that.
I do.
Yep,
that's good.
The Red Rocket. And it's going to be the 11, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The 11.
Yeah, that's her. That's she's
Rock.
Known. That's just like me. You know, I kind of like to use my number.
Right.
I'm known by that, and I didn't want to take that away from her.
We have to get that name.
Pretty much.
Jeff.
Pretty much the cars are identical, as far as the layout. It's just hers is red and black, and mine's blue and black.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
The trucking.
I like that.
The trucking guy likes red, so we kind of please him a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of motor do you have in your modified Wheeling All-American NASCAR 358 modified?
Main racing engines.
Main racing engines.
Mr. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Been with him forever. He's a super guy. Oh, my God. I wouldn't be able to do it some years without what he does for me. I really wouldn't.
Right. Now, here's a private question. You don't got to answer this, but where do you put your traction control on your car?
Wherever you can squeeze it together. How's that?
Okay.
Good?
There you go, yeah.
Yep.
Politically correct answer. That's
yep.
good.
Because that seems to be the biggest thing at these any track, not certain tracks, but every track. Everybody's got traction control. I just want to know, I'm going to take a poll this year. And
I don't know, man.
Where do they put it? You know?
You can say what you want, but, I mean, I know Jason from Bayshores and Finch and Dwayne and Chris. I know everybody says it, but I when you're on your game, you're on your game. You can say what you want, but without proving it, there's no way I'm ever going to believe it. I can tell you that. I know them guys. I know how.
Right.
Now, you hear Billy Decker or something with the that bouncy box thing or something, then you'd think about it, but, you know, if they're not catching them, they must have it hidden real well. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Ain't nobody seen one.
They got to catch them.
Yeah. You ever seen one? Have you seen one, Kyle?
No. I tell you what, I went to PRI about 10 years ago, and they had some crazy stuff, and I could never afford one. So they had them in everything. You name it, they make it. It's in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just curious because I don't know where these guys hide it.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Some say it's behind the track.
Yeah. We'll see. But
we'll do some more investigation.
We'll do some more investigation work on that.
How about that Harvey passing away though, man? That was that was tough.
Yeah, when you're talking about tech, Harvey.
Yeah, he was a man. He was fun to be with. He's been my tech guy for 20 some years, man. He's a good guy.
That's
won't be the same without him.
No, that's what's going to be messed up at Grandview this year. We've lost Harvey. Ernie has retired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be weird the first month, man. It's going to be weird. You know?
Yeah, Even with Harvey running around that three-wheel thing he had, he was still the same Harvey.
He was a little dangerous on that thing sometimes. He got too close.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'd come down and run into my car all the time, in my tires. God. They start swearing at him. He was a good guy.
Yeah, he was a good
dude. Those are the things we'll remember.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So the plan for 2014, Grandview Speedway in Kutztown in a Speedster.
Yep. Yeah.
And special shows as it permits.
Yeah, I'm going to try to – definitely Speedster will hit everything, and the special shows at Grandview, I'm going to try to do all the Thunder in the Hills for sure. I don't know about the Rock Race, and like I said, it's a Thunder in the Hills show, whatever it may be. But I got two dilemmas. I got two guys in Picker who getting married, so that's my only I don't know what I'm going to do them two nights. Like I'm in the wedding in one, and both of them said go to the races, and we'll see where the points are when them weeks come up, and then whenever that Thunder in the Hills show is, the double features that Sunday, the one guy gets married the night before.
Uh-oh.
So that might be a good night to take off, and I just run a feature on Saturday and Sunday. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
We'll see where the points are. We'll figure something out.
Well, you know what we say about points racing. If you don't want to be in them, don't come to the first night of racing.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
So that Thunder on the Hill show, that's a Sunday that where they have the rainout features. Is that what you're talking about, Kyle?
Yeah.
So you might not make that show, but what's qualified? You're qualified for that show, right?
Yeah.
You're in
it. I start fourth.
You're in it.
Yeah, I start fourth in the first one. So.
Okay.
I might just miss Saturday. I just can't drink real heavy and have a hangover for Sunday, that's all.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Or think about this. Don't run the, you know, so you can't make it Sunday, right? So is the car qualified or are you qualified? If the car's qualified, maybe.
The Red Rocket.
Who's that?
The Red Rocket.
Oh. Oh, my God, we'd have to change the whole car around. The seat's not high enough. Just wouldn't be able to reach the pedals. What else is there? Can't reach the shifter.
Yeah.
She's probably listening to this stuff.
She's
going to call in on me now.
Yeah, she's not the tallest in the pits, you know.
No.
No.
She probably got the most heart, though.
No, we're not going there. We're not. No, don't start. You're going to get kicked in the knee one time.
No, she's a sweetheart. I like Katie a lot.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good year.
Got the interviewer in Victory Lane. I'd have loved that.
Yeah.
We're gonna get her there. We're giving her all the tools.
All right.
I think she's absolutely gonna do it.
I think the place will go nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking big for both of your teams this year. I mean,
I got to win here sooner or later. God, it's been a long time.
Yeah, well, we would love to see you win at Grandview. That would be spectacular. I think there'd be a little partying going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't drink like I used to, but I can still drink.
There you go.
So, what is the most challenging? You like the inside guardrails at Grandview? You dig them since they put
them? No, it don't matter to me. I'm good either way. I'm good. With them or without them, I mean, it takes a little bit away from the exit, but I think it made the racing better, I think.
Mm-hmm. You think we should have them in 3 and 2?
Entry? I don't know.
Yeah.
You tires are a little more forgiving than that wall.
Yeah, but you got it in 1.
Yeah, but it's not on the entry. They're not on the entry. They're only on the exit.
That Uke tire there, though, man, they could destroy a front end, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely, but they're... Look at Jeff. What, Jeff the other year went up that guardrail in that one wreck and rolled guardrails pinched down on the ground there. So, I don't know. That might make some ugly stuff. You might land on top of the tire truck there, maybe when you're done.
Right.
In the tree, maybe in the tree there.
Oh,
well, we had a wing up in the tree this year.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you had a wing up there. Yeah, I don't know. I don't. It doesn't really bother me what they have. I mean, Susky used to have guardrails all the way around. Jersey Bears. I mean, if you know they're there, you can't hit them.
I was not a fan.
I had my fair share of the Jersey. Yeah, yeah, I know. I mean,
I wasn't
just
fan of the Jersey Barriers up at Big Diamond.
No,
there's nowhere to go.
I made some bad wrecks.
Yeah. And it held the water in, too.
It did hold the water
in. Oh, yeah. Oh, it holds it up. But I had some fights with some Ute tires already, so they're not too nice either.
What's the hardest you ever wrecked?
Honestly, probably that damn Feaster. I had cracked ribs. Nobody knew it, though. I had cracked ribs. I ran for whatever amount of weeks until it healed. Probably about 3 months it was hurting.
Oh, my God. Grammy with cracked ribs?
Yeah, I did for whenever, I guess it was June or July, I ran the Speedster. Whenever the heck that first show was at Path Alley, what are you going to do? Miss a day of work either. What are you going to do?
Not run?
Damn. How the hell did you get in and out of the car?
I had a man bra thing that I wore to keep them together.
Here's a question for you. Do you think that window needs to be wider for you guys, in case of emergencies to get in and out of these modifiers? It's getting narrower.
Tall cage. You're only allowed, I forget the measurement on the doors, but I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so.
Do you have a confined seat?
Yeah. Curtain seats.
Do you have a Hans?
No, I don't wear it.
No? Why not?
Yeah, I'm not. Never tried it.
Okay. Just curious.
When it's your time, right?
Well,
yeah.
You can cheat it.
You can cheat it a little.
Yeah. I know a lot of guys. I mean, never had no real issues with my neck. My back maybe, but not my neck, so.
I think it's real important to have a good seat, and it sounds like you have a good one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We do. Every day, we do all, the safety things that that we possibly can do.
Yeah. The one guy that bothers me about a seat is Craig Von Dorn. I mean, he has...
Yeah, he don't like them. He don't like them.
He's
old school, man.
He's very old school.
Big dude.
He's a big dude.
Yeah. He's in shape, though. I think he got a pretty good regimen, I think.
Yeah. But
yeah,
I'd like to see a better seat in his car.
Yeah, I mean, it's driver's choice, I guess.
Yeah.
And, if they ain't enforcing any kind of full containment or Hans, kind of giving you the decision what you want to do.
Yeah.
Right. Well.
What about Katie? She runs a full containment seat too. I mean, she's
She wears a Hans too. Yeah, sure. Her daddy ain't letting her go out without it.
Yeah, she has. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, spent a whole day getting her fit in a car, so. She's safe.
Mm-hmm. And Yeah, so you have to put extensions on the pedals and all that for that for her.
No, we didn't. We didn't in that car, but I know.
How do you like measure her up for a car? Because obviously she's smaller, so you have to do a lot of cockpit
adjustments. Yeah, her dad had a thing made up that goes under the seat actually, that connects to the shifter. It's kind of all in one kind of mount that actually gives her like a hand shifter and everything.
Wow, I'm gonna have to take notice to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, she has a little hand shifter going on there for forward and low and high, and then just put a little extension on reverse, and she fit the you know, as far as her feet on the pedals, that was good. I know, I guess her other cars, they put little extensions on, like blocks of wood or whatever they did, I'm not sure, but
cool.
But she fit pretty good.
Now, what about...
That's actually not a tall cage car either, though.
Yeah.
That's a standard cage.
You can get away with it.
Yeah, it helped her a little bit.
Yeah. Now, this year, the meet and greets at Grandview, I guess we're going to have to bring you and Katie out the same night.
Yeah, the same night, right?
Yeah. I think we should the first week. First week.
You want first week?
I don't know. That sounds good to me. They look nice. The cars look good yet.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, is there anybody on your car or Katie's car that's sponsoring a night at the Speedway?
I don't know. I think there's a couple. There may be one in Katie's car. I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything on that yet.
All right.
Well,
because we got to bring you out on a sponsor night if you.
Yeah, because sponsor night, you know, if there's a name in a car, it's got to come out. But let's think. We've been called out.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
Your first night. You're the first opening day meet and greet.
That sounds
Might
good.
As well.
What time we got to be there?
5:15,
something like that.
That'll be good.
Early.
That'll work.
Yeah, early. Early.
Let me
know.
We'll let you know
by down at Reading. We'll talk to you down there.
You got a favorite late model buddy that you want out there?
You got a late model guy you like?
Yeah, Jason Miller. Yeah, he's a good guy.
We'll have Jason Miller.
Jason Miller, first of the night.
We're
going
to go to Jason Miller. We're going to
look at that. You got the champ. You got the late model champ right in the first week. There you go.
We're going to say Kyle Weiss sent us to you.
Yep. Because I got a good story about a champion on a meet and greet. I asked the champion driver, not mentioning no names or nothing.
Can I say one C? No.
Could you come out for meet and greet? You know what he told me? With the car. That's it. And then it was over with. No, I don't want you to come.
Forget it. Yeah.
Forget it.
Was it a number four or what?
I'm not saying.
No, we're not going to say.
You know?
That's not a name.
No, I'm not saying. It was a Troyer car on it, right? Troyer car?
Yeah.
Yeah, Troyer car.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I was just dumbfounded by that one. Like,
Well, meet and greet. I mean, you can do that two ways.
Right. How hard is this meet and greet thing, Kyle? You just
not very.
Yeah.
Bring your car, be nice, sign some autographs.
Right. So spread that through the pits and let these guys know it's not a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for the guys that do it out of their own pocket, the more exposure for their sponsors, the more they get out of it too. So it's a double-edged sword, I guess, sometimes there for some people.
Yeah, some people just seem to like it's a issue, and it's like, dude, you know.
I enjoy doing all the car shows, and always have. I mean, it's just good for the sponsors.
And that's what it's all about, you know, trying to get more exposure.
The fans too. I mean, for sure. But yeah, the sponsors are the ones that help us get to the track and let us do what we want to do every week.
And I mean, when you see an 8-year or a 5-year-old kid standing there, and he's standing at your feet, looking up at you with one of a hero card autograph, that's priceless.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, that is just priceless.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's
we're all going to be gone one day. Hopefully, these young kids come up, you know, through and start helping or racing
You remember doing that when you were a kid, right?
We used to have at Buckwell Point. They used to have ride-alongs. Chuck Akulis used to have.
Yeah, he used to lay and sit in the sit on the chute or something. Didn't you sit on the inside of the chute?
Yeah, I mean, we used to hang off the rear panels, the Nerf bars, and just for one lap around the track. Dave Kneisel, 20 kids on the
Yeah, I remember him. Remember him.
Those were the, I mean, you couldn't do that now because of
insurance. No, insurance.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. But, I mean, my dad used to run me down there and just throw me on every car that stopped, you know?
Yeah. I used to drive on my brother's street stock on the way home from Pennsylvania in the trailer.
That's great.
I used to sit in the driver's seat. I'm serious. That's the stupid things you used to do, you know what I mean?
You sat in the trailer as it was going home down the
highway.
In the
car. In an open trailer, in the car, in a seat.
The wind blowing, did you put the helmet on?
Wait, I used to put the helmet on, yeah. Those are the crazy things you did when you were a kid, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
That's cool. Make engine noises. Yep.
Wave to
probably something like that, I'm sure.
Did you wave to the people when they went by? Yeah.
There's somebody in
there. Throw something at them, maybe.
Throw
some mud clods at them, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good story. I like that one.
Yeah, I miss all them places. I miss Silver Springs. You know, that's all good places, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I miss them too, man. Those were good ones, man.
Phew.
Yeah.
Did you ever run Penn National?
Yeah, we ran a couple years. Mm-hmm. A couple years. I don't know if I ever did I guess I did a full year, 1 year, I think. I was on the second shift.
I mean, that was
a cool place.
Was,
I like that place.
That was a tough schedule back then when they ran Friday, Saturday.
Oh,
Sunday.
My God, yeah. Yeah.
Guys like Ray Swinehart did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everybody. I mean, even the street stocks doing Friday and Saturday was pretty tough.
Yeah.
That's what we used to do. We used to do both nights.
So, I mean, that's just good stuff. That was
the good
a great
old days.
Story. Yeah, that's a good story riding the back of the street stock.
Yeah.
Speaking of the good old days. Back when the modifieds, you could actually see the headers, you know, you could actually see the big tires sticking out.
The PA bodies.
Do you miss that style of body?
Not really. I mean, it's more. It was less work. It was less work. I can tell you that.
Yes.
Less seat mount was straightened out.
Right. A lot less Zeus pins.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think they look better with the full bodies on.
Really?
Drag rubber. I like it. Yeah, I think they look better with the full bodies though. But the drag rubber, I always liked that drag rubber. Those were good tires.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Here's the question. What is your Wheeling NASCAR 358 modified supposed to resemble as a car?
Oh, well, now you're
supposed
getting
to resemble.
Yeah, like a Corvette, like a pancake modified. They say they're supposed to be a Corvette.
Where?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Because remember when these new body styles came out?
They were like probes.
And it was, oh, we're going to go to the big three, and we're going to, you know.
That's a good question. You should find that out.
You know, because that
never lasted.
She call one of the manufacturers up and find out what it's supposed to resemble.
Maybe we'll have to call Teal or Bicknell.
What's the old? Teal.
You got Teal.
Wait. That's what I enjoy about the old cars. I mean, they have pinto bodies, you know.
Vegas,
Chevette.
The flying dumpsters. They used to call them the flying dumpsters or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but these cars now, they're all, you have a Troyer, right? Or a Teal.
Teal.
I mean, when you're down there at Motorsports, you got Teal's, Troyer's, Bicknell's, and God knows what else is in there. Do you go around
like
looking
fast stuff?
See if anything's different, like if they got a bar.
Yeah, I mean, they're all so similar, and it's just some of the construction stuff on, like a Troyer is heavier, but it's built, it looks like it's heavier. I don't know the weight difference, but they just look like they're more meatier to me.
Mm-hmm.
They do have some more bars, and they do some different stuff, fuel cells above the rear, and you know, this motor back, driver back, I mean, raised motor, lower motor,
rubber floor.
The Troyer has that, like, crossbar in the front that flexes. I mean, I've had Olsen cars, and I've had, you know, I never had a Troyer, but we had some Bicknell stuff, and they're all good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it don't matter. If you can get it to drive the way you want it, it really doesn't matter. I mean, I don't.
Did you ever buy a frame and you just got it out there and you just hated the thing?
Yeah, the one, the second year that Alan drove the car, that was only a two-race-old frame. And I drove it twice, and then he drove it, and it was horrible. I took it back, traded it back in.
No kidding.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I mean, I had it sitting there. It was going to be for the following year, and we wrecked real bad at Grandview. So we built a car in a week. We just put the old body on the new frame, and I just didn't like it. But I know they sold it, and the guy was winning with it. So, but it was a crazy sportsman. I don't know, but
right. But he was winning with it up in New York.
Yeah. Yeah. I just didn't like it. So honestly.
Yeah. It didn't like Pennsylvania.
Didn't like any.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
no, I like my Teal. I mean I could probably run anything if somebody bought me one, right? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. But when you're at motorsports, do you walk around and look at all the other, you know, the competition?
Yeah,
stuff?
I look at some stuff, but nobody's putting on what they're gonna do.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It is what it is.
We got new Fox shocks now. And I didn't have we don't have the numbers on, or, you know, you're not going to put nothing on anybody's going to see.
Here's something. Where did these Fox shocks come from? All of a sudden now there's Fox shocks.
Pat, I can't remember his last name. Pat, that was with Phil Stein for 20-some years, had an offer from Fox. He went to Fox, and then Bruce from Fastline followed him. And basically where it came from, they just redesigned. You know, it's the new generation stuff they have out with the pistons and the oil, but it was based off the Bilstein.
No kidding. So, is this external reservoir stuff, or is this
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
So,
no, they're working on some other stuff.
Right.
I don't think anything's out yet.
Yeah. Do you have, like, you know, different Fox shocks, or is there just a certain four sets of four shocks and that's it?
I got 8 shocks. That's all I got.
That's all you got.
4 in a car, and I'm going to have 4 in a trailer. He told me we need more than that, or something wrong. So that's what we got.
Okay.
Wow.
Then we're going to put the Bilsteins on Katie's car, only because I had 4 new ones, and I left Bruce up there at Fastlane. He went back through them and did some. It actually has some of the Fox stuff in, so nothing real crazy, but just a little newer stuff.
So how do you guys keep track as racers of all these different shocks that work?
Oh, my God. It's crazy. It's crazy. I'm usually on the low end of any kind of shock technology, and my buddy Creedon from New York was telling me that they were testing them, and he kind of got me hooked up with them. And we actually, the first time I ran Weedsport and Bruin, and I never went to with boxes on, that I had no idea how they were even going to work. And they were good. We were good at 5 miles, got a flat, and I mean, the 525s, I mean, I had a bad lap because I got stuck behind somebody. We still timed in on the 10th spot, and then we had that last, I don't know if it means anything, but that last session we had before it rained, I was like 3/10 faster than anybody. So I don't know if that's good or bad, but they definitely seemed to work.
That's good.
Oh. So you haven't run Grandview with them yet?
Just that warm-up, those 2 warm-ups, that's it.
Wow. And you already you kind of noticed, obviously, you were, you know, faster.
I thought they were better. I mean, they're not, like, dramatically different than the Bilstein, and they're all so similar. You know, everybody just has their thing that they like, and I've been running Bilsteins for a while, and I just, they work for us.
Wow.
You know, some, you know, Integras work for Dwayne and Craig, and everybody's on something
Decker,
different.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. You know, Shepard, you know, what's Shepard going to do going to a Troyer that they don't even run Integras on a Troyer? You know,
there you go.
What's he going to run?
Yeah.
Maybe they got something going on. You know, you never know. But Fox made a big impression at Syracuse, that's for sure, because they had a lot of shocks up going as far. I think every fast time was with Foxes and different racing, but good people.
How'd you like Syracuse?
Oh, it was fun. That was great. That's probably one of the greatest moments. I mean, I ran a sportsman, but I didn't care. I was still racing.
No matter, yeah.
Yeah, I think we started 18th. I got 4. So it was it was pretty good.
You're running the mile. Anything on the mile.
Yeah, it didn't matter. Yeah.
That turn 3 is narrow, ain't it?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. I missed it once or twice. Just didn't take the wall down, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen the best of them run up there, man. That place is wild, Syracuse.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably
those guys can run the top.
Yeah,
those guys that can run the top of Syracuse are good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the fastest you ever went in a car.
That's a fun time.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. One,
think 118 or 119 they do, or whatever, something. I don't even remember. I think that's the small blocks. Probably about 109, I think, is the small blocks. The sports we're doing or something.
Yeah.
It's getting it done.
You know? Yeah. Going from Grandview
to Pocono is faster. Pocono is faster.
Oh, yeah.
That's asphalt. That don't count.
Yeah. That's asphalt for getting there. Asphalt for getting there.
So you're going to the Reading Car Show? You're going to be at the Coventry Mall Car Show?
No, that'll be it. We got to get ready for racing.
Okay.
All right. We get them all done. I got to get the... Mm-hmm. What's that?
I said you're not going down to Florida or anything? You're strictly concentrating on Grandview?
Yeah. Okay. No, I don't have a big... I never own a big block. I don't have 40, 50 grand laying around.
Right. There you go.
That's right.
Small block.
If you did, what would you do with it?
How long would I spend on a race car if I had 50 grand?
Good answer.
I got a 69 Camaro sitting at home. I got a 69 Camaro sitting at home I want to finish one day.
There you go.
That's racing. That's the racing. When I sell all the race cars off, I should finish a Camaro.
Yeah. You could be on that show, Street Outlaws, and have the fastest Camaro.
No. We don't want to cut it up. It's a nice car. I'm going to put that Sportster motor in there. We'll get that thing already built. That'll make it go pretty good.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, cool. Kyle. Well, I'll tell you what. I think we're going to wrap this up tonight. We got to do some things here at the end. But
I appreciate you having me.
We're really happy.
Yeah, dude, you're awesome.
Came on. Again, give us your sponsors. Tell us about everybody that's going to be helping you out this year.
We got MAS Trucking. From Schuylkillhaven, Pioneer Pole Buildings. We have Blue Knob Auto, USS Aki's, Bernie's Italian Ice, Wilmer's Garage, BFP Specialties, and Fox Shocks.
There you go.
Well, hey, Kyle, I want to say thanks for coming on Lowdown and Dirty, man. This was awesome.
Had a good time. Thank you.
Okay.
Good. All right.
When you get to the races,
talk to you later. We'll see you.
Races, look up Kyle Weiss.
Yep.
Yeah.
He'll be first one out for meet and greet. Him and
there
Katie.
There you go. We're in.
Yep. Locked in. Opening night.
Write it down. Don't forget.
All right. All right. Thank you, Kyle.
All right. Thank you, guys. Talk to you later.
Bye now. Kyle Weiss, people. That's
the gentleman's gentleman.
The gentleman's gentleman racer. There, he's. Going to put a full show together at Grandview this year, and he'll be fun to watch. I look for a lot of good things coming out of Kyle this year. Everybody's been talking about him, and I hope he does a good thing. And he's gonna be watching out after Katie too, and she's a friend of the show, and that'll be fun too.
Yep, and he's a good dude, man. He's a quiet guy. He doesn't, you don't recognize he's like there, you could just walk right by him. He wouldn't even know it, but he called us out, meet and greet, Lowdown and Dirty's meet and greet opening night.
All right,
he made his point. They're pretty.
we'll make that happen.
Joe,
are you
back? You hanging around?
What's going
Here
down
I am.
On your end of the table?
Yeah, what's up?
Nothing.
Huh? You get the contract thing worked out?
Yeah, did you get that worked out?
Still negotiating.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yep.
This could only be bad
Great
stuff.
Great interview, though, guys. Seriously. Good stuff.
That's how we roll.
Word.
If you don't hear it from us three, it ain't low down and dirty style.
That's saying something right there.
You bet, yeah.
Yeah.
So
what else do you want to cover here, boys?
Beer bashes. When are they all?
Got any more, Joe?
Got any more?
No more.
Buddy Merch's?
February 8th.
Buddy Merch. Where's it at?
Keystone.
All right.
I'm going.
Keystone Fire Company. Keystone Fire Company.
Make sure you join the Thunder in the Hill Racing Series fan page. You do not want to miss what's going to happen this year.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff at Thunder on the Hill shows this year.
One is like off the chart.
Yeah.
The first Thunder on the Hill.
Like 8 million features or something like that. I don't know.
You're not going to want to miss a single Thunder on the Hill show.
So, my only question is, why are they starting at? I could already. This is coming from the guru now. Thinking of the logic of the guru, you're gonna run all these features. Why are you starting at 7:30? Why are you starting at 7:30?
What's he worried about?
You're gonna get them all in.
And
what if
he...
there's weather threatening? Why you gotta start at 7:30? Why can't you start at 6:30?
What night of the week is this? Sunday?
Sunday. Why you gotta start at 7:30? I've already been told this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
that's definitely gonna affect evening mass.
Yeah. Well, you can
Not
go to
mine.
Mass. You can go to mass early.
Yeah.
But
we have to. Hey, you want me to save that spot for you at the pew in the front, like last time? It was good.
I want the one in the back.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a follower like you, Joe. No.
Huh. You know, does Guru really need something to complain about all
not
the time?
Really. Not really. No. You know Bob Miller's going to get his ear barked off down there at Reading. I was just warning you right now, Mr. Miller.
Yeah, Bob... Watch out for the guru.
The guru's coming. Yep.
So. You might want to find a place to hide.
Yeah, I'll fair warn Mr. Miller. You know. But, yeah, so page, yeah, they got a fan book page. Go on there and like it. I mean, 25 days.
Stay tuned. There's going to be big announcements coming out.
Big announcements.
Yeah. Get into social media.
Who's going in the Zemco car?
The kid.
That's what I'm
kid's kid.
Think he's hiding it from us?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put a call into the kid.
Yeah.
See what's going on there. You know?
And if you got, you know, a couple $100,000 that you're not doing anything with, you know, call Brian Lepo.
Yeah, give Brian,
yeah.
Brian Lepo a ride. Yeah. This is a bad time to be looking for a ride, man.
Yeah. I think he's going to be doing some sitting.
That's a shame.
Oh.
The flying skunk. I've seen that kid win quite a few races, man. Lepo's a good little wheeler. Good kid. Hope he gets a ride.
Where'd the skunk deal ever come from with him?
Swoop. The Swoop salvage.
Oh,
that was black and white.
Yeah, that's right. That was their mascot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See? Don't mess with the whip. It was an encyclopedia.
I just have to ask.
Eric, what were our seats at Charlotte? What row? 32. 37. Row 10. Seat 10 and 11. Section.
You know why he asked me. He just wanted to show off, to show you that he knew where the seats were.
Yep. Yeah. Can you believe we're going to Charlotte with Scotty Deal and Joey Adams? There's 26,000 seat capacity, and these two got seats right next to us.
Wonder how that worked out.
It smells from here.
Yeah.
You know? But look out, Charlotte. Here we come. The whole posse.
Yeah.
Casey Kane Racing, here we come.
Yeah, we're going to have to stop in and see those boys.
Yep. George, here we come. Be ready. Yep.
All right.
That's it. What
are
we doing
next
week?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Should we do another? When do we want to do a photographer show?
We should do a photographer show. Maybe we'll do it outside.
Huh?
Oh, Tammy says we can't do it outside.
No. Well,
we got to do one of them. We got to do another one of them. That was cool.
Yeah, we should get that together.
And we got to do another bicycle one. The Speedway guys. Once the season gets closer.
Okay.
Champion Speedway and stuff. Got to get those guys on again.
Okay.
You know.
So we'll figure it out.
We'll figure
it out Sunday.
And I'm working on a Supercross. I already got it into working. Mm-hmm. Hey, when you see the picture of MetLife Stadium on TV for the Super Bowl this week, when they show the overhead shot, what do you picture? Mom? I picture a supercross track in there. I don't care about no football game. I'm ready.
When is that? In April?
April 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm ready for that, dude.
It's a Saturday. He's going to miss Grandview that week.
Oh, yeah, I already put it in. I'm not going to be there. You guys know that. You know?
Is that in your contract?
Hmm? That's my only negotiation for the year. That's the only one. April 26th.
Joe might have my lawyer a little bit better. We're negotiating everything.
We ain't getting paid, though. No money's getting exchanged.
Well,
show up money.
I'm getting show money.
It's show money.
Show money.
But Joe, you might have to show up that week.
Yeah.
For what?
Whippy's going to be in...
It's April 26th. I don't show up until July 4th.
I know that. I'm just saying. You might have to show up that week.
And Eric ain't going to be there neither.
And Eric's not going to be around. So,
it all lies on you.
We're going burp.
Why does it fall on me, man?
Because you're going to be there.
God. I'm getting them right now. Joe, be there April 26th, right?
Thinking about it.
Yeah, you will be now all night.
Gave me incentive, Whip.
I know. Got to write that contract, boy.
Okay, we got to sign off now. It's getting weird. It's just getting weird.
Getting good now.
Yep. Hey, I want to thank my best friend, Mike Gerhardt, and his wife, Dawn Gerhardt, for coming and bringing us those pumpkin cookie things.
I've sampled one or two of them. They're pretty good.
You chowed down.
Yeah.
I had about six of them. I'm sorry, Whip. I'm sorry.
What? Did Whip think he was taking those home?
Not
well,
now. They're half gone.
No, they're not. There's four of them there. Come on. Come on.
No,
can...
three now.
No.
Captain's taking one. Eric's taking one. Eat them all, damn it. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Yep. So hats off to them. Thank you very much.
Hey, Joe, since you didn't do anything else tonight, why don't you take us out of
get
here?
Get us out of here.
Okay, we're done. Good night.
No.
I wasn't prepared.
Give me your, your professional announcer voice.
I just like to thank everybody for stopping by and listening.
All right. No, seriously, Kyle Weiss, thank you so much for being on the program.
Whip's wrecked.
That made Whippy laugh. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Thank you for all those that responded to my Facebook post about giving me information about your beer bashes. And we're going to see you around the raceways. So tune in next week for another edition of Lowdown and Dirty. Thank you very much for listening. God bless and good night, everybody.
Matt.
Peace out.